on the extended 3-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Yes, it is time to get all of the winners for today's meeting out at Sandown. We are racing on the hillside circuit. The rail is out 6 metres. Greg Groves is going to give us an update with the track conditions because it's been a not heavy rain, but it's been constant rain and drizzle this morning across the CBD. I wonder how much has hit out Sandown Way. And of course, we do have the late start today. So that will be a major factor with the first race not kicking off until 2:30. Mark Hunter's the man to find us all of the winners today. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Michael. Good, thanks.
How much is this rain going to be a factor today?
Yeah, you think it would have to be, like, gee, you reckon it'd have to be a 6 at the moment, and that might be as good as it's going to get. It could even get worse. So I think it'll help a horse in the last a lot.
Okay, I like that. It's an interesting card because there's a few lightly raced promising horses in action.
Yes, Big Boom on a couple. Put them onto wet tracks at short odds and see how they go. But it certainly changes the day around. A wet track gives a couple of horses good little value chances through the day. So we'll have to see how it does race.
All right, let's have a chat to Greg Groves because he's the man who can tell us exactly how this track will play today. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Michael.
Have you had much rain this morning?
Yeah, just we had 5.2 mil so far since I rated the track early doors. So I've just been in contact with the stewards after a bit of a walk down around the track, and we've downgraded the track to a soft 6.
So soft 6 now. How much more rain is expected?
There's a bit more coming along, but I reckon it's just in the soft 6 range, and it's a bit tricky, you know, because the water's just sitting on top and needs to go through the profile. So it's not going to get any better. That's all I can say at this stage.
Yeah. Could we keep progressing through those ratings, do you think?
Oh, well, look, it just depends on how much more rain we do get. And just sitting, looking at the radar now, yeah, there's a bit more about. So just have to wait and see. And I'll go and have another look in an hour and see how we're going.
All right. With that rain and the deterioration, how do you think the track will play on the hillside circuit, rail out 6?
Okay. Well, it's been a bit of a long campaign for us so far. So there is a little bit of wear and tear out past the rail, some scuff marks and what have you. So I think with this rain, I certainly will be getting off that fence sooner rather than later, I would imagine.
All right. Well, keep in contact. Good luck today, Greg.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Greg Groves there. I wonder how that rain will play for Matty Raymond, who's got a couple of runners today. Morning, Matty.
Good morning. How are we?
Very well. Tennessee Knight goes around. Mark Zara on board. That's one placing for one start on a soft track. So would this rain worry you much?
No, I don't think so. He's a really big, strong horse. He's got a good action on him. I've got no concern about the track surface. I think he'll handle it either which way it goes.
Only lightly raced and shown ability. What's your expectation today?
Yeah, look, he's a nice progressive horse. He's still learning his craft. He's a big horse. He likes to stride along and needs a bit of room in running. At Terang last start, I thought he was a bit unlucky. They put the skids on mid-race and he just got a little bit keen as he's still learning the ways. I think up to town where they're going to probably produce a nicer tempo. He'll relax a lot better, and I think he's in with a really nice chance.
Will he sit just behind the speed, do you think?
Yeah, he's drawn well to get a nice run. He jumped well last start, and he's got enough kind of early speed to be able to tuck just in behind the leader there.
And you got a bit of a roughie in Geraldine's Jewel in race 5. Can she run into the placings?
Look, she's never run a bad race for me. She's as honest as they come. She was probably unlucky last start at Warrnambool. Obviously, she was first up and 1,200 is a bit short of her best distance, but sort of best work was through the line. She certainly handles a softer, heavy track as well. And I think having Jake Duffy on that knows her so well as well, she'll run a good honest race today.
It sounds like we're back the first today.
Yeah, I think so. He's a nice progressive horse.
I see final fields are out for Saturday now. You've got 3 runners heading to Bendigo, including Earlswood in the mile. How's he going, Matty? He looks so promising, his first Aussie start out here.
He did. He just had a few little niggles through the spring, and his two runs on genuine heavy ground with his little issues just brought him undone. We gave him a nice break, and he's come back in good order. He's never had that long of a break in his life, so we expected he's going to take a little bit longer to come to hand this time round. So we're just taking small steps with him to get him back to where he needs to be in the right races at the right distance, obviously. So I thought his first start run was a pass mark. Obviously, 1,400 is well short of his best distance, but having had that long in the paddock, he really needed to blow out the cobweb, which I thought he did, and I think it's the right race as a stepping stone on Saturday, but knowing there's improvement to come.
All right. Is there one we should back on Saturday?
I've got first division in a Bendigo, but I reckon I'll be heading over to Adelaide with her. I've got her dual accepted. The Adelaide race shapes up quite nicely. She's drawn quite wide at Bendigo. She's drawn one over in Adelaide. So I think potentially she could be my best for the weekend over there.
Good on you, Maddie. Good luck today and Saturday.
Cheers. Thank you.
Maddie Raymond joining us there. So those final fields are now through for the big Bendigo Golden Mile meeting on Saturday. Not as big as what we've seen in recent years there, but there's certainly some nice horses, including Queen Air, who goes around in the Bendigo St. Ledger trial. She's going to be hard to beat there on her way to South Australia. The Bendigo Guineas, King's Consort, Meridius, Elkington Road. Marble Arch has drawn Barrier 8 for Team Hayes and Daniel Stackhouse. The Fortune Teller's drawn Barrier 3. Then there's a few lightly raced horses in the Guineas as well. And the Golden Mile, it's only a field of 13 this year. Inspirational Girl has drawn 9, Just Folk 8, Earlswood 4, Ryzan 1, Munamek has drawn 6, Visionari 13, Lumion 7, Diagula 12, Hedershock 3, another one 11, Quality Time 5, 10, Prince of Helena, and Rambler Bell. Gee, looks a good race for Munamek again, doesn't it? We'll wait and see what the weather looks like for Bendigo on Saturday, those final fields are through. Let's get stuck in today. The first race is at 2:30. It's a two-year-old race. We've got an odds on here. Tocito from the Hayes camp. It's at $1.90. Freak of Nature, $3.30. Burks at $5.50. SK, $11. And no scratchings in the first. Mark?
Thought it would jump, lead, dictate and win. Tocito, it's handled a soft six on debut. It's good behind Mahava, which is good form. No worries up in trip last time to the 1,200. I can't see 1,300 being a problem. It's a low-pressure race. I think Mickey D from the inside takes control and wins to beat number two, Freak of Nature, who won on the hillside on debut. Not a stack link right in the harder race last time. Gets the blinkers on here for the first time. I think it's the only possible danger. For SK, wasn't tested in a recent jump out. Looked to go okay. And three Burks, who was well beaten on debut by Brave Mead, but should be better for that run. So one should lead all the way. 1, 2, 4, and 3.
1, 2, 4, and 3. $1.90 fair?
Yep.
All right. Get the cash early. Race number two, 2,400 metre race. Benchmark 70. Takeout number one, who I think is Terry Topic, heading to Bendigo on Saturday. Kalash. Matty Hills, best of the day, is at $3.20. Heir to the Throne, $3.60. Boy Z, $5. Mr. Blackwood, $6.50.
I like Milford Sound here. I think the only query is it going as well as it was in New Zealand? If it is, then I think it will go forward, dominate this race, and win. It was a really good win there 4 ago. Came back from a spell, got through the line well first up, wasn't really suited last time, held its ground. It gets Zara on board here. It gets out to 2,400 metres and it gets soft ground. So it's got a lot going for it to beat number seven, Heir to the Throne, who's probably waited to win, just needs another win on the board, but going well. Six, Mr. Blackwood, was given a great ride last time, sat up on the speed, controlled the race, and I'm going to put number four, That's Incredible, in, who's consistent, needs a win. Kalash, a chance. I just think it beat a very ordinary field last time and it's rock bottom odds. So I'll go 2, 7, 6, and 4.
2, 7, 6, and 4. Bit of value in race two. Milford Sound at $9, $2.40. Race number three. is a 64 over 1600 metres. Vittoria Rosa is at 440. Takara is at $4.80. And then we're out to Tennessee Knight. Good push from Eddie Raymond, $5. So She Can Fly is at $5.50. Warm Smile, $8.50. Scratchings take out $2.11.13.
Yeah, I think you won't miss with Tennessee Knight here. It's had the three runs back from a break. It was terrific closing off for fifth there first up. A big win second up and just never got into a rhythm. As Matty said, they put the brakes on mid-race. It was all fierce and carrying on. I think from this gate, you've got Vittoria and Brooklyn Boss as your leaders. Xara gets a beautiful run just behind the speed on Tennessee Knight. I'm pretty keen on it each way to beat number 10, Vittoriosa, who led, controlled and walked in last time. We'll look to do the same here. Six, Takara. Wide gate, so they probably ride it a bit quieter game. It was a good win last time. And five, Brooklyn Boss, who the stable have got this horse flying. It led and dictated last time. This is the harder race, but it will certainly give you a sight on the speed again. Keen on nine here, 9, 10, 6 and 5.
9, 10, 6 and 5. So that's a good couple of pushes here for Tennessee Knight, and it's backable $5, $1.90. Race number 4, this is over 1,300 metres. Scratchings in this race take out 2, 10, 12, 13. Sisterhood, lightly raced, is at $3. Celestial Harbour, $5.50. Generalia is at $6. Then we're down to Cast at $6.50. Atala is at $10. Who have you got on top in the fourth?
Cast, number 4. I think Cast was a terrific debut win, charging from the back. It's had a couple of recent trials where it's going really well. There is some speed come out of the race here with Valancourt, She Can Rock, even Pretty Tavi come out of the race. So there's some speed coming out, but there's still enough on paper to say they'll run along at a genuine speed. I think Cast can park midfield and be strong first up here at the 1300 to beat number 9, Sisterhood. Didn't beat much the other day, but one running away. Drawn wide, rolled forward last time. Some speed has come out of the race, so they may well do that again here. 11 in the second at Portsea. Just failed last time. I think it's the other winning hope in the race, and I'll put number 8, Denied in. He's fitter for 2 back. Just needs a bit of luck from that wide gate as it tends to roll forward and a bit of speed inside it. I'll go 4, 9, 11 and 8.
4. What was the second number there?
9.
4, 9. 11 and 8. So Cast at $6.50 is another each way play in race number 4, which is easily... How many runners have we got there? One. Yeah, we've got enough, haven't we? So that is the first 4 races down at Sandown on the hillside. Take a quick break. We'll be back with the quaddie legs after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at the hillside meeting at Sandown today. We're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5, and it jumps at 4.50 this afternoon. We spoke to Greg Groves, who said the rain is continuing to fall out at Sandown. It's in a soft 6 range at the moment, but we would expect that will, in his words, it won't be getting any better. So we'll wait to see how much more rain falls at Sandown, especially by the time this first leg of the quaddie kicks off, which is a benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares over 1,400 metres. In this race, Scratch 6, 7, 11. Showy is at $5. Then we're out to Botany at $5.50. Gentility is at $7.50. Defiant Diva, $8. Rumbled again, $9.50. So it's an open start to the quaddie, Mark.
Yeah, I've got 6 horses in my numbers, Michael. For this one, I'm going to tip number 10, Botany, who's got a wet track win to its name. It's had the 2 runs back from a spell. It was not beaten that far there, first up and second up. Just beaten by Fancy Lansky. I think it's fitter. From gate 1, it probably will lead us back or somewhere there and gets every chance to beat number 8, Show High, who got the job done first up, and who knows, it might be drawn the right spot by now. 12, Geraldine's Jewel, I think it's a good little roughie. I think the barrier beat it there first up. It trialled well going into that Warrnambool run. It drew 1, and the fence was cast by the last race, and that didn't help it, but ran well. And 4th pick, number 5, Fancy Lansky, who was given a great ride last time, but a good campaign, has got a hope again. Wide open race, 10, 8, 12 and 5.
10, 8, 12 and 5. It's a tough race, the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6, a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 6, 9, 14. Ebony King is the $3.40 favourite from the Graham Begg stable. Altivo at $5.50, Staunch $7, and Postwick, interesting runner, first start in Australia from the Waller Stables at $9. So Ebony King on paper, on form's the one to beat, but Graham Begg's a little bit worried about the rain.
Yeah, and Barrier 1, and I guess a lack of depth behind it last time, so I think it's more open than that. I'm going to go with number 10, Altivo, who saw produce a big finish to win on debut, and then tough it out second up at 1,500, went for a spell, come back and I thought trial pretty well recently to beat number 13, Postwick. We just see these imports come over and measure up all the time. Postwick's got a form line with a horse called MacTube, who we saw produce at Pakenham and walk in there last week. For Nick House Spur, this could be a huge improvement, this horse. It's had a few runs back from a break. They've been on dry ground, got a 3 kilo claim, gets onto the soft. I think it's got a winning hope. And I'll put 11, Ebony King in. It can win. I just think there wasn't a lot behind it last time, and a bit worried the fence might be no joy by now. 10, 13, 4 and 11.
10, 13, 4 and 11. In race number 6. Race number 7, this is a 1,600-metre race. It's at 6 o'clock this afternoon or this evening. There's a few scratchings. Take out 1, 8, 10, 13, 14, 15, 17. Loco's one of the most talked-about horses of the meeting. It's drawn the one as well. It's at $2.60. Mark Zara in the saddle. What a deal, $3.90. An American Liaison, $6.50.
Yeah, I was desperate to find something to beat Loco. Whilst it looked fantastic to the eye on debut, it beat nothing and it didn't run time. But having said that, this is not a really strong race. It draws gate one. The way it jumped from the gates last time, you think it could hold up in the first three or four, get a beautiful run. We'll go with Loco to win, but I'm not getting carried away yet, to beat number 9, Intrepid Eagle, who's got the blinkers on for the first time, had the two runs back and ran home well last time. 2, What a Deal, going around in much, much stronger races. Back to the Mile has got a chance. And 4, Cadazio, who looked impressive on debut, then didn't measure up to the tougher grade, looks to be going okay. So Loco, the one to beat, just a bit reserved on how good it is yet. 3, 9, 2 and 4.
Mick Kent Jr. was pretty confident about its chances early this morning with half.
It's funny, he was quite unassuming just at home. He's quite a laid-back character, but I don't think anyone thought he would do what he did on debut. He set off a relatively moderate tempo and went bang and was most impressive. And when Ethan Brown was out, it probably had 10 different jockeys trying to get onto him. Mark Zara has been given the opportunity and it's going to be a tricky one from barrier one. Yeah, just going to hope that things pan out for us. I'm imagining with a bit of rain around and big hillside, they might come off the fence and that would present, you know, a spreading of the field and that might help us out. If that's the case, then he's a very, very promising horse. And he's en route to an Adelaide Derby.
Yep, he's a promising horse. We'll see what unfolds today from gate one. $2.60 favourite in race number 7. And then the last of 8 is at 6.30 this evening, a benchmark 74 over 1,600 metres. Take out 1 and 15. Sione is the favourite, Patrick Payne. Nice ride last start, $3.50. Convener is at $5. Reckoning, $8. And St. Bathans is at $9 in the final event. How do we end the program?
Well, if Sione gets the same sort of ride it got last time, then I think it will win. The more rain, the better. Gets it down to 54 kilos and gives it a huge weight advantage over its rivals. It didn't have much joy in the run there first up. Willow jumped on last time, gave it a great ride, and it got the money. It can only be fitter. It should park fifth or sixth. It just needs no bad luck, and Sione should win here to beat number 12, Convener, who comes across from overseas looking like it might need further, but a recent trial was quite good. I think it's the danger. 7, Gracias Amigo. Ready to win, Gracias Amigo, or certainly ready to improve. Just the reins are query there. And 2, St. Bathans, who was ridden a bit aggressively there last time in Sydney. She'll get a nice run just behind them here. Has got a chance. But 14, I think we just need even luck in 14 wins. 14, 12, 7 and 2.
14, 12, 7 and 2. So that's a nice confident way to end the card. So what do we do today from a punting proposition? And surely we do some better luck.
Didn't have much joy yesterday in that photo finish. How did it not win?
I still think it did win. It was unbelievable.
Trick photography there. The best will go race 1, number 1, Tocito, to lead all the way. I think race 3, number 9, whilst the value's diminishing, I think Tennessee Knight can win race 3. The Quaddy, wide early, come home skinny. First leg, 10, 8, 5, 12, 16 and 14. Second leg, 10, 13, 4, 11 and 1. Third leg, 3, 9, 2 and 4. And come home with 14 and 12. Play of the day, you're going to play a daily double. You're going to leave Ebony King out because of the value. So first leg, 10, 13, 4 and 1. Second leg, number 14, Sione.
One out. Sione in the last. All right. I like that. Best. Race 1, number 1. Race 3, number 9, the each way play. Daily double, the play of the day. 10, 13, 4, 1 into 14, Sione. One out in the last. Hey, Mark, there's been a bit of discussion and debate. Mark Stevens is very keen to discuss it on the agenda. And Apprentice Mick has put a poll out today saying, has Bevo stayed a year too long at the Doggies? We had a listener saying, you've got to ask Mark Hunter this question. It's a difficult question for you to answer. What are your thoughts?
Oh, it's too difficult for me. I'm not involved, Michael. I can only watch from the outside there. I'm watching the team perform. And probably the worry I had pre-season was the list. They lost two premiership midfielders and replaced them with two over 30 bookends. And it was going to be very interesting to see how that went with, you know, Libba rising 31 and Adam Treloar 30 with a bit of soft tissue injuries. And really, Bailey Smith was the youth in the midfield. So take Dunks out of there, who was their best defensive midfielder. It was going to be interesting to see how they handled all that. So I'm not in a position at all to comment on with the Bevo's position. I'm not involved with the club. But more the direction of the list was my concern pre-season.
Mm. So far, we've had two rounds. Who's the most surprising, and is it probably the Dogs' most disappointing of the season so far?
Well, Freo got to be close. Getting beaten by true. Melbourne at home. You would have ranked that no hope at the start of the year. I think the Pies, you just watch the Pies, you wonder how they could back it up from that always close game to last year. Well, they've just got better. They're just sensational to watch. So I'll go to the Pies, and obviously the Dogs haven't had a great start, but, gee, I wouldn't be saying Freo to set the world on fire just yet.
No, very true. Good on you, Mark. Good punting today.
Thank you.